Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Well, good morning, America, and welcome to USAprepares.com. This is Rich Sheban broadcasting from Montana, and I'm going to be sitting in for Vince today. He is busy working on the farm, and he's in the process of selling cows since his land holdings got a little smaller, so he's taking care of business, and I'm going to be monologuing today, and what my job is, for those of you who are new listeners who have not ever heard me, is that my job is to expose the elite template, their playbook, their blueprint, their flowchart for destruction and their consolidation of power, money, and control. What I do is expose the distractions, the diversions, the dumbing down, and mostly the divide and conquer strategies that they use against us, whether it be race baiting, whether it be ideology, whether it be the manufactured perception of anything, including gender or religion, pity, guilt. I expose the swaying of public opinion, especially in the media that's owned by five companies. I talk about how they try to dominate the control of the narratives. I talk about all this stuff. So that's what I'm going to do. And because we're so late in the game of this corruption and manipulation at every level, what I've been concentrating on lately is using a lot of articles that are published in the public domain, not articles that I made up, articles that have been verified with truth and objective facts, and then I comment on them. And what I'm going to try to do today, which I try every broadcast, folks, is to create the common denominator. And the common denominator for everything, especially big corporations and too big, too corrupt government, is basically putting a light on that common denominator, which is lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. It's so important that we all see the psyop, the attack of people's egos and pride, based on what group they're in, for the sole purpose of divide and conquer strategies, for the sole purpose of people intentionally or unintentionally supporting their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun, and not the basic results of proven results, qualifications for that job. And that shows how work has been delegitimized, and we've lowered the bars of standards for that job, especially depending on what group you're in. And my job is to make it very clear that the powers that be are doing this to degrade and disrespect people. It's to insult their work ethic, their ability, their intelligence. It's to basically say publicly that your group can't compete, your work is suboptimal, and it's not done to empower an individual or a group. It's to basically reward mediocrity and destroy a nation, which is America and the Western world. which when you lower these bars of standards and expectations, you eliminate opportunity, you eliminate knowledge, productivity, innovation. Everything is done to benefit. And when you look at all the beneficiaries that I've shared over the years, the central banks, the welfare for the rich, the printing money out of thin air, the fractional reserve lending, the stock buybacks. I spent tons of time on this, the money shuffling and creative accounting for non-productive and non-earning purposes, basically sticking money in the pockets of the elite. Talked about how all this, the money going to the sponsors, the donors, the special interests, the subsidies, the people who are getting grants, the people who are printing the money to pay people off, the lobbying, the PACs, for the purpose of eliminating our jobs through robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the technocracy. So what I'm going to do, folks, I'm going to just jump into articles and take it from there, and I'm going to make as many suggestions and comments as I can because I am monologuing. I have the ability to slow down a little bit and not abbreviate and shortcut as much as I usually do, but I probably will because I'm looking at all the articles I have in front of me, and there's no way, even me being by myself, that I'm going to get through all of them. All right, folks, first article. Again, published articles in the public domain. That's my disclaimer. I do not make this stuff up. The Treasury thinks higher inflation will be good for us. I've spent a ton of time on this, folks. Inflation is not good for us. Inflation is good for the elite because life is relevant. Life is relative. We need to be aware that when our purchasing power for the bottom 93% of income earners goes down, which is inflation, it's not going to be good for the little guy. And when I say the little guy, I mean the bottom 93% of income earners. That is the segment that we stick up for on this radio broadcast, USAPrepares.com. Okay, next, millions could face eviction as pandemic-era housing protections expire in June. So rent inflation is going to soar this summer. So you heard me talk about a lot of ideas and solutions. Now I'm going to go off on a tangent, as I often do. Now, we know that the Bank of International Settlements has been all over the news over the past week. Well, the alternative news, not the mainstream news. In fact, the mainstream news has even mentioned this. And the Bank of International Settlements, as we know, is the central bank of central banks. Now, we know that the central banks and the powers that be have been talking about centralizing cryptocurrency, their cryptocurrency. What do they call it? A Fed coin? Doesn't matter. Basically, this is so they can control who gets money, who gets payoffs, who can spend on whatever they want. If you don't take maybe a toxic poison medication or quote-unquote vaccination, well, you're not going to get paid. If you don't take that GMO food, you're not going to get paid. If you don't move into a little 1,000-square-foot apartment in urban America to be controlled, you're not going to get paid. You know, if you maybe use firewood because it has too much carbon in it, you're not going to get paid. This is what they want. It's a total control issue, and they use fear as a currency. So what we are talking about here is a lot of people are calling it Basel III. A lot of people, it's basically the implementation of what's called NSFR, which is the Net Stable Funding Requirement. And basically, it's going to... Now, is this a virtual signaling? Possibly. But basically, they're implying that the banks are going to go to physical gold and silver and get away from paper. So, supposedly, they they're going to stop supporting paper contracts and naked shorts and make gold a tier one asset. I've talked until I'm blue in the face about the over-leveraged market, the corrupt futures market, the COMEX market, why they call it CRIMEX. We've talked about how the LBMA has lied about having 3,000 more tons of silver than they had. We talk about the lack of trust in the system. We talk about how the people have no hedge. So the Fed buying and bailing out bonds with his, we have no, supposedly no risk, we have no growth, we have no accountability, especially all the beneficiaries are the people on Wall Street. You know, just like these Wall Street pension funds and hedge funds, which I've talked about a lot, buying up single family homes, packaging them up as a product, as an asset, kind of like a derivative, but it's a hard asset with cash flow this time. And it's not made up paper. And they're not allowing the little guy to buy those properties. They're just allowing the big hedge funds and pension funds, the super wealthy people on Wall Street, in order to make money by doing this. And that's one of the reasons why housing, especially in rural America, and land has gone through the roof, because so many people are trying to escape and become more self-sufficient, control their own destiny, and take advantage of low interest rates, and hopefully that they're thinking that if we go into a hyperinflation, the lender is going to pay the majority of their house or land off, and that's what they're hoping for. So this way you're paying your note back in chicken feed if the Federal Reserve note does collapse, or if we even lose world reserve currency status. From what I'm reading, we're going to lose 40% purchasing power in a very short period of time. Pardon me. So basically, interest rates supposedly are supposed to go higher, but if they do, everything collapses because of all the leverage, because of all the debt, corporate debt, individual debt, government debt, household debt. We talked about this. Interest rates really can't go higher unless everything collapses. So anyway, whatever happens, we're going to have a falling dollar. We're going to have less purchasing power. We're going to have more quantitative easing or QE going into equities and bonds in order to elevate the system and give the impression, the illusion that things are okay. But we have to remember that we have 2 to 3 times the amount of U.S. dollars abroad. So when foreigners are holding U.S. dollars, they're going to take it elsewhere when they can't get treasury yields or yields on their money compared to other currencies. So we're living in the land of margin lending, share buybacks, and real yields being low. So we have to create ideas and solutions for the little people. I know I'm getting wordy here, but being that I'm by myself, I can do that, I guess. We have to remember regarding the little people, the precious metals, the silver and gold, we don't have a hedge. We don't have a golden parachute like the elites when they get all this bailouts, too big to fails and too big to jails. You know, they get, you know, they can press a button and create liquidity and question the word value. So if we could get our red state governors to create a hedge fund for the people. And what I mean by that is we need to revalue silver and gold and make it part of our currency option. We eliminate all tax, all capital gain tax. We have depositories that we can take delivery at any time, which deleverages the precious metals. We have each state, each treasury use that as alternatives to manage the state portfolio. And if we can revalue silver and gold, we can have that option.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vince Fennelli. And I'm going to go back to what Vince calls news in a flash. I'm going to make comments, and hopefully my comments will get smaller as the program continues because I'll be running out of time. But in the meantime, I'm going to try not to shortcut too much and keep as much context for our listeners as possible. The next article is Energy Secretary warns of enemy's capability to shut down U.S. power grid. Get ready for lights out. Now, are they doing this because they're afraid of all this voter slash election fraud and foreign interference information coming out? Are they doing this because people are waking up? Are they doing this because Fauci emails have given absolute, and pardon me, Mike Lindell, I'm not trying to steal your thunder by using that term absolute, but giving absolute proof that this whole pandemic and reset and economic takedown is all connected. So regarding what I was discussing before the break regarding having a plan B, a hedge for the little people, and revaluing silver and gold legitimately, because how can you have all this inflation, even in commodities, but the silver and gold prices are still being artificially kept down? Now, this Bank of BIS, Bank of International Settlements, the Central Bank of Central Banks, this new net stable funding requirement that I discussed briefly, Basel III that people are looking at, making gold a tier one asset, this is supposed to start being implemented end of this month. So we'll see. see if it's a virtual signaling thing, but in the meantime, I think that our American people who have worked hard deserve to have a plan B. We deserve to have a hedge because everything is being beta tested right now. A lot of this is by design. All this hacking, you know, we all know what happened to cryptocurrencies a few weeks ago. We've seen the pipelines, the Pentagon, websites, meat stores, electric grids. Everything is being hacked because everything's online. Technology is, people use the term, it's a double-edged sword. It's way worse than that. It's like 99% for surveillance, control, manufacturing fear, those type of things against the people to manage and control them. Again, consolidate power, money, and control. This is why we need a decentralized Plan B hedge fund. We need a legit system because all this inflation and labor shortages is by design. That's one of the many reasons why a lot of people aren't working. And I'm going to discuss that in more detail as the program ensues. But we have a lot of people deciding not to work, not just because they're getting paid on unemployment, but they're like, well, if I'm getting fiat dollars, what's the value going to be tomorrow? Does it mean anything when they're printing? You know, Joe Biden's administration, you know, when you lose consumer confidence in the dollar, when you create unduly elected politicians, when you just install people, when you make things up, when you give money away to donors and sponsors and for paybacks and bribes and blackmail, you know, we lose confidence in the system. So the inflation, the taxation, the labor shortages are all designed to eliminate opportunities and our own destiny of control for the bottom 93%. So we, the people, need to create an offense. We need public forums. We need to do this on private venues. We need to have citizen review boards. We need to implement laws of excess by the elite who can just print money and put it in their pockets and pay off their buddies in order to create more surveillance and control and censorship against the people. We need ideas and solutions conferences, especially for the context of saving and small businesses. We need self-sufficiency preparedness schools. We are graduating kids who have no skill sets at all. A college degree is worthless. I have three of them. They're worthless. When I showed up with a forestry degree back in the early 80s and I tried to get a job with the National Forest Service, they told me they wouldn't hire me as a white male. They hired two girls fresh out of high school, no education, no experience, no nothing. Proven results, qualifications mean nothing. We need to talk about living off-grid like I do. We need to talk about animal husbandry, growing a garden, raise your own food. We need to speak up. We need to be judged by the pick factor, which is patriotism, intelligence, and guts. I'll talk.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871. And get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hundreds of criminal gang members around the world were tricked into using a phone encryption app operated by the FBI to plan their dirty deeds, leading to their arrests. Law enforcement officers in 18 countries began to unveil the scope of what is known as Operation Trojan Shield late Monday. A New Zealand police spokesman says what they achieved Monday.
We've seized, during the course of these operations, about 8.6 kilos of meth that came in through the border. Yesterday, we recovered about 20 ounces of methamphetamine, over $1 million in cash, four firearms, multiple kilos of iodine, and we restrained about $3.7 million in assets to date.
The Biden administration on Tuesday announced the formation of a new task force to address supply chain disruptions. The task force is set to minimize the impacts of supply chain disruptions on workers, consumers, families, and businesses. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey,
pal,
you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This day in history, Flash, 1982, Elvis Presley's Graceland opened to the public for the first time. Flash, 1954, the doomed Ford Edsel automobile made its debut. Flash, 1929, Lateran Treaty, also called the Lateran Pact of 1929, was signed between Italy and the Vatican. Flash, 1942.
The most decisive naval battle of the Second World War was fought between the United States of America and the Japanese Empire. Waged entirely by aircraft carriers, hundreds of miles apart, the Battle of Midway was the first major fleet encounter in which the ships on each side never came within visual range of enemy vessels. Victory or defeat depended not on the big guns of battleships, but on carrier-borne bombers and torpedo bombers flying over vast tracts of ocean to seek and destroy their targets.
The Battle of Midway is considered the turning point in the war against the Japanese in World War II's Pacific Theater. Former New York Giants head coach Jim Fassel died Monday night at the age of 71, confirmed by his son John. Fassel suffered a heart attack and died while under sedation at a local hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada. He had been experiencing chest pains Monday and was taken to the hospital by a friend. Fassel coached the Giants from 1997 to 2003, winning NFL Coach of the Year in 1997 and leading the team to Super Bowl 35. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everyone. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And pardon all my sidebars here, but when I monologue, I have a little more time, so I do go off into tangents. But right before the break, I was talking about criteria for a job. And this is especially true for government work, but all work. You know, we've gotten to the point where we don't look at what's important for the job done. We have too many excuses, especially based on what group they're in, not for the purpose of anything but to create divide-and-conquer strategies and reward mediocrity and destroy our country. So you've heard me talk many times about hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, not meaning anything. I think I've given thousands of examples of that over the years. But we have to start judging people based on the pick factor, which I label patriotism, intelligence, and guts. We have to bring back qualifications. We have to be judged by a different set of standards. We have to have, you know, patriotism is obviously a desire for freedom and liberty and justice, the rule of law, the Constitution, pursuing happiness. We have to remember that over a million combat soldiers gave their life at very young ages for us to have these freedoms and liberties and rule of law. Keep in mind, it's not a consolidation of power, money, and control only. It's also a consolidation of freedoms and liberties and rule of law for the elite against we, the people. So we have to defend the republic from the resets, from the plandemics. We have to feel obligated to not just stick up for these combat soldiers, over a million of them who gave their life for us, but we have to feel obligated to read, to research, to verify. I hope no one believes a word I say. Don't even believe that these articles are published articles in the public domain. Do it yourself. Think, make your theme the word decentralize. And if you do your own homework, you'll see. Now, when I talk about patriotism, intelligence, and courage, you know, intelligence comes in many different forms. Everybody thinks it's book smarts or how you test. That's a very small part of it, because a lot of us deplorables didn't have the opportunity to get good grades because we had to work often off the book jobs in order to pay for our school. So we got to think of common sense. We got to think of logic. We got to think of transparency. We got to think of street smarts. We got to include foresight smarts, people who play chess and think a few moves ahead. You know, you've heard me talk, use chess and shooting pool as analogies for thinking three, four, five moves ahead. We got to think of the balance between nature and technology, especially with our youth. They do not have the proper balance between nature know-how and technology. We need that balance. And courage is probably the most important thing. You have to be willing to be hated for telling the truth. You have to be willing to use objective facts in lieu of subjective emotional opinion. I don't know anybody who wants to have smoke blown up their keister so you can look better and tell certain people what they want to hear. And so you can be liked. That's not what America was about. That's not what courage and guts is about. It's what I just described is basically passing the buck. Oh, let the next guy do it. Let the next government department do it. Let the next. That's the normal of where we are right now. So that being said, I'm going to go back to more articles. Next, every state should be audited. Now a concerned citizen in Massachusetts uncovers election discrepancies. Next, 25 ballot boxes in Maricopa County do not match. Not 25 ballots, 25 ballot boxes. Next, every state should be audited. In California, 3,000 votes were recorded from an empty dorm building. How many articles have I given over the past several months where, and this is especially true in Pennsylvania, where all these addresses from all these abandoned buildings showed up and they were knocking down buildings to hide the addresses? You can't make this stuff up. Now, of course, I'm violating YouTube rules because I'm telling the truth. The fact that I'm violating rules from published articles in the public domain that have verification of truth is unbelievable. But that's the world we live in. And speaking of election fraud, remember Mike Lindell's website, frankspeech.com. frankspeech.com, F-R-A-N-K-S-P-E-A-C-H.com. in his latest documentary, it's called Absolutely 9-0, he talks about PCAPs, and this is abbreviated, and I'm doing the same because of my lack of time that I have here. And basically what they did is they captured all the cyber attacks from all these different countries, mostly from China, all recorded during the attack. All recorded during the attack. Now, you can click on LindellTV.com. You go to the official site. You can start with hitting the documentary. When I go in there, I get in maybe 30% of the time because they're always being hacked. I think it probably depends on what search engine you're using. But they have all the IP addresses, the countries. They have the latitude. They have the longitude. What Mike Lindell basically says is that because he's using objective facts and they've captured all of this cyber attack, that the November election is now null and void. Donald Trump won. President Trump is our president. It's not, folks, that they took the votes from President Trump. It's the fact that they took the votes from you. Now, this was a small sample. Basically, what Mike Lindell did, and he has cyber experts who they've pixelated his face and his voice, and I'm sure they'll whip him out in time for the Supreme Court to look at this. But basically, they did a small sample of just 20 attacks. Just 20 attacks. Never mind the hundreds of them or thousands of them. He just did a small sample of 20 attacks and shows that President Trump won by a landslide. And I want to remind you that there's no statute of limitations on fraud. Remember, go to frankspeech.com, look at Mike Lindell's latest video, and the PCAPs that were captured, cyber attacks from China, all recorded. All recorded. Okay. Next article. Joe Biden says black entrepreneurs don't succeed like whites because they don't know how to find lawyers or accountants. Now, I know there's people who think I'm making this crap up, who think I'm trying to get a job with the new Twilight Zone that may be coming out. And that's not true. These are all published articles in the public domain. I make this disclaimer often because I know some of you folks think these articles are so surreal, so seditious, so stupid that it's hard to believe. Next, the cultural collapse of America accelerates as Democrat-run cities are plunged into crime, corruption, and filth. Well, this is what happens when you delegitimize work. This is what happens when you question value. This is what happens when you have the powers that be rating companies and work and jobs under ESG and EDI, which is environmental, social, government, or equality, diversity, and inclusion. It's not about any of that. It's not about equality and fairness and tolerance and diversity and inclusiveness. These are all BS, politically correct buzzwords. And if I had the time, I would say it 50 times a broadcast. It's all about the rich getting richer. It's about hiding crimes for the elite. It's not about white supremacy. It's about eliminating truth, consolidating power, money, and control. Have I said that today? Yes. Am I going to say it again? Yes. It's about lowering quality, expertise, qualifications, lowering proven results, eliminating product safety, giving liability immunity to all these big companies, eliminating incentives and opportunities to work. It's making sure that jobs are no longer earned. That can be done through nepotism as well. It's making sure the expectations and bars of standards for a job are lowered. It's to create the agenda that we've talked about in great detail, to create animosity, to create fear, to get people going against each other with professional pot stirrers. It's about lowering the confidence in the system. It's about infighting, chaos, race baiting, race everything, wars, destruction of American culture and everything that made us great. It's about rewarding or eliminating meritocracy. It's about increasing the destruction of institutions and civilizations and making everything a psyop so people can justify hate and rationalize the new caste system for the poor and the middle class, especially whites or males. It's to create a system where the real white males, the Bill Gates, the Bezos, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Zuckerbergs, you know, can create nepotism connections for their kin, for their jobs, give themselves $1 million of inheritances of money and land and business, but yet they attack the poor middle class white males. This is what's happening in America today, folks. This is why we need ideas and solution conferences. This is why we need sheriffs who are constitutionally backed. This is why we need to decentralize. This is why we need to talk about the divide and conquer strategies that are right in front of our faces. We need to do all this. We have to stop hiding behind being afraid to not be liked or being afraid to be called a controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist. We have to say it like it is, because when facts, objective facts, no longer mean anything, we're going to continue to lower the bars of standards and expectations for everything, for every job. That means nothing matters. Medicine, rule of law has changed with precedence. We defund the police to bring in brown shirts. Health, nutrition means nothing. Hard work, proven results, qualification means nothing. Science is for sale to the highest bidder. Math is racist. Plausible deniability for every elite. Elections mean nothing. Phony plandemics, takeovers, resets, consolidation of power, money, control. Have I said that before? Yes. Am I going to say it again? Absolutely. This is what we need to discuss. This is what we need, how we need to educate the people. This is how we need to talk about ideas and solutions for the little guy. Because nothing is legitimate. And I'm way behind in my articles. Holy smokes. Pardon me, folks. Tangents. Next, the cultural collapse of America accelerated. Okay, I talked about that one. Next, China paid American media outlets millions to publish propaganda. Think about that, folks. That's sedition and treason. Why aren't these people arrested? Next, U.S. military secrets leaked. Amazon set to make expansive spy grid and meat shortage due to a hack attack. We talked about all this hack. We need to go back and relearn 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology. Next.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and my job is to wake up the people right now. My job is to make people realize when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, you destroy America. You can't reward people with mediocrity and expect a better life. It's going to be, again, a consolidation of power, money, control. Right before the break, I was talking about the last article. Representative Cori Bush wants to defend the police but spent taxpayer money on private security for herself. I want you to think about that. You're paying for these people, taxpayer, you're paying for everything through inflation, taxes, and cost shifting, everything, okay? And these people go out who wanted to fund the police and they hire their own private security. How many countless articles have we given about hypocrisies and double standards over the years on this broadcast? Next article. The Texas governor announces plan to arrest illegal aliens. Well, every state should be doing this, okay? The Democrats are allowing migrants to come in. They're basically facilitating an attack on us, on the U.S. And this is after China's mass murders attempt. And Trump is even talking about reparations from China to the U.S. and to the world. Because we have so much proof now of scientific elitists helping the CCP create this pandemic. And I hopefully I'll have time to get into all that. Next, Biden terrorism from white supremacy is the most legal threat to the homeland. What a bunch of crap. Marxist next. Marxist Black Lives Matter leader calls for reparations in form of land reappointment for wealthy from wealthy white people. Well, let's start with Bezos and Gates. They're buying up all the land. Again, this is not has nothing to do with whites or white males. It has everything to do with the wealthiest whites and white males targeting poor middle-class white males. See, government and good big corporations right now, they're all about damage control. So they got to point the finger to other people to hide their crimes. They want to, right now they're all propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. It's about narrative manufacturing and building. It's about cover-ups. It's about setups for the people who tell the truth. It's not just about Anthony Fauci. That's just one example of the corruption. It's about the cyber attacks mostly happening to industries that the Democrats want to cancel because they want to cancel America. They don't want prosperity. They want depopulation. We've given tons of examples. Do you know Nancy Pelosi was recently caught on a hot mic? When she was talking about Joe Biden, and I'm going to quote, "We don't want him to talk." Nancy Pelosi caught on a hot mic. "We don't want him to talk." Now, could that be some type of an AI that did that? Possible, and that's probably going to be their plausible deniability. But I somehow think that wasn't the case. I mean, even regarding the last few days, regarding Memorial Day and D-Day, you know, Kamala Harris is talking about the long weekend, but they're not talking about the sacrifices that our combat soldiers made when crossing the beaches of Normandy and getting slaughtered for our freedoms and liberty. They don't talk about how they give us wars, genocide, eugenics, censorship, surveillance, cover-ups, political imprisonment, urban suburban lawlessness, desensitize the people to murder and pedophilia, election voter fraud and foreign interference cover-ups, state-sponsored racism and sexism, economic demolition, fake news, fake and bought and paid for science, no due process, toxics, poison, drugs, food, water, and nutrition, depopulation efforts for the greater good, of course. All these plausible deniability schemes, all these groups demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, which is phony BS, politically correct buzzwords and buzz phrases. 5G and geoengineering lies. Hospital diagnosing COVID and doctors for the money. Labor. Jobs being pushed overseas. And guess who funds all this, folks? That's right. You do. The U.S. taxpayers funds all of it. And this is the world that we live in. This is why we need to speak up. Because like just like all this climate change, this is another tool for the Great Reset. Gates and all these man-made geoengineerings, how come there's hundreds of patents to change the weather? I think I even have an article in here somewhere talking about that. This is why we need to decentralize everything. Because when you outsource everything, including productivity and manufacturing, just for a couple of examples, you are delegitimizing work and value. And there's going to be no hedging or golden parachutes for the little people. That's why the states need to revalue silver and gold. The COMEX, the futures market, is corrupt, it's manipulative. We need to get rid of paper contracts and naked shorts. Let's hope this Basel III does the job. We'll be right back after the break, folks. We appreciate you being here.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.